Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because in our weakness we can do nothing good without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments, we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Job. One day, the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a fence around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, all that he has is in your power. Only do not stretch out your hand against him." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go first to be reconciled to your brother or sister. And then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
About a year ago, I heard about a man who had incredible charism. A lay preacher in the Roman Catholic Church, Grayson Warren Brown, has spent his life traveling throughout the country preaching. And it was his sister, Novella, that beautiful deacon that just read the gospel. She is an Episcopal deacon. When I heard about Grayson and saw some of his YouTube videos, I wanted to get him to come so that you could enjoy him as I have. Welcome, Grayson. We're so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And to that, let the church say amen.
Amen.
What kind of amen was that? This is the day that the Lord himself has made. Look at this beautiful day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You could be living in Chicago. And to that, let the church say amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you this morning about the difference between benefits and purpose. I come from New York City. Anybody here from New York? I swear, I was in South Korea preaching, and I asked if anyone was from New York, and four people raised their hands. We are everywhere. Well, I come from New York City, and I have been most fortunate to be married for 36 years to a lovely woman who was a school teacher, who threatened me under pain of death not to point her out, because I always do that and embarrass her. I won't.
She's over there.
Now, New York City school teachers, they have a pretty good job. They make one of the highest salaries in the country. They have a very good pension plan. New York City school teachers, like most teachers, get 2 months vacation. They get all of the major holidays off. They get very good eyeglass protection and dental, all that great stuff. But if you were to ask a young man or a young woman today, tell me, what would you like to be when you grow up? And if that young man or that woman says, I want to be a teacher when I grow up. And if you say, why do you want to be a teacher? If that young man, that young woman says, I want to be a teacher because I want a job that has 2 months vacation. I want to be a teacher because I want a job that has all the major holidays off. I want to be a teacher because I want a job that has a good pension. What kind of teacher is that young man or woman going to be? Because that young man or woman is saying, I want to be a teacher because I'm in it for the benefits. You ask the average Christian, why do you want to be a Christian? Why do you want to be a member of the church? Why are you here? You'd be surprised to hear how many of us begin to tick off what? Benefits. I want to be a Christian because I know if ever I'm in trouble, I'll have a Lord who will be there to hold my hand. I want to be a Christian because I know if ever I'm in darkness, he will always be there to shed a light. I want to be a Christian because I know I'm going to die someday and I want to go to heaven. I want to be a Christian because, like we say across the street in my side of the aisle, if I lose my keys, St. Anthony will be there to help me. I want to be a Christian, see? Well, what's that? Benefits. As opposed to purpose. What is Jesus' purpose? He tells you and he is clear. Why have you come? It says in Isaiah, I have called you for a righteous purpose. What is that purpose? Jesus makes it very clear. I have come so that the blind may see. I've come so that the deaf may hear. I've come so that the lame may walk. I've come so that the poor would have the good news preached to them. He says, that is my purpose. Are you here to join me in that purpose? Now you might say, oh, now hold on, preacher. I'm not a faith healer. I can't make blind people see or deaf people hear. That's not true. I'm here so that the blind may see. You and I know there are far more people who are blind than people who have lost the physical use of their eyes. There are so many people today who are blind to the face of Jesus because when they look at him, He's black. He's white. He's Asian. He's Latino. How many people can no longer see the face of Christ in their neighbors? Because he doesn't look like the traditional pictures we've had of him. You are called upon by your life and your ministry to open the eyes of the blind. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. He didn't use the physical use of his eyes, the man who wrote that. But he went into Africa, he stole people and ripped them apart. He was a slave trader, the man who wrote those words. And he says, I was blind. You are called upon to open the eyes by your life, by your ministry. I've come so that the deaf may hear. Good God, how many people today can no longer hear the voice of God? How many people can no longer hear the voice of God saying, I am alone. I am hurt. I am in prison. I am naked. Help me. We cannot hear that voice today because so much of Jesus' voice is drowned out by things like talk radio today, which tells us that we cannot love each other, we cannot trust each other, and Christ is not within us, and that's not true. I've come so that the dumb may speak. And you know, that's dumb in the old classic sense of someone. It doesn't mean so that ignorant people, we got enough ignorant people who are speaking today. But how many people today have lost their voice? How many people, when you go down to the homeless shelter, no longer have a voice? How many people who you will see in this downtown area who have lost their voice, who no one listens to anymore? You are called upon to help those who have lost their voice to speak again. I have come so that the lame may walk. How many people? We used to say in the Old Testament how people were shackled by the chains of oppression. How many people today are crippled with overwhelming poverty, are crippled with debt, with ignorance? You are called upon to help those who cannot stand for themselves anymore to stand on their feet. I have come so that the poor can have the good news preached to them. And what is the good news? The good news is it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, how much money you have or you don't have, what kind of house you live in, what kind of car you drive, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ died for everyone on this planet. Everyone. Amen?
Amen.
You didn't think you'd hear Episcopalians saying amen like that, did you? See, we're going to have church up in here, all right? The good news is, whether or not you've got papers or you don't have papers, you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Whether you are made high or made low, you are precious in the kingdom of God. Whether or not you have great power or none at all, you have power in the kingdom of God. That is the good news. Jesus says, that is my purpose. Is it yours? Have you become a member of the body of Christ because you want to join Jesus in his purpose? There is a song, I don't know if we're singing it today, or whether you know it. It's a song called Here I Am, Lord. Have you heard of that song? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. Every verse of that song, when I'm in our churches, I tell our people, when you sing that first verse, see Jesus in the flesh. As he says, I, the Lord of sea and sky, I've heard my people cry, I've wept for love of them, but they turn away. But I who made the stars the night, I'll make their darkness bright, and I will give my life to them. And every verse ends with this question. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I've heard you calling in the night, and I will go. If you lead me, and I'll hold your people in my heart. Now, if you reject this whole idea of purpose, then everything we do when we come in here, it will be about what can I get from God? What do you got for me, God? What can I get? As opposed to saying, what can I give to you, God? Here I am. Because when you go out these doors, don't worry, I'm finished. Right here. When you go out those doors, I promise you, you are going to see Jesus Christ. When you go out these doors and get back on that street, you are going to see Jesus Christ. He may be young, he may be old, he may be black, he may be white, but you're going to see him. And he's going to say to you, I need you. Will you say to him, Lord, I want to join in your righteous purpose. I want to help the blind see. I want to help the deaf hear. I want to help the dumb speak. I want to help the lame stand on their feet again. And I want to preach the good news to everyone. And when you do, the heavens will rejoice. The Lord will look on us all and say, these are my people. They're pretty cool, aren't they? So, church, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And with everything that is inside of you, let the whole church say,
Amen.
God bless you.
And now let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In this season of Epiphany, we remember the wise ones whose journey by the brightest star light brought them to the light of the world. Let us pray together, saying, Christ be our light. For the people of God throughout the world, and for all of us gathered together here, that we will learn how God wants us to live. Let us pray together, saying, Christ be our light. For the nations of the world, especially the nations of Africa and the Middle East, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our light.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, for all whom we love, those who live and those who have died, especially Charlotte Smith, let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our light.
For all who are sick, sad, hungry, afraid, alone, or in any kind of trouble, that they will be helped and comforted. I invite you to speak their names aloud.
Gary, Nancy, Elizabeth, Ken, John.
Let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our light.
For what is in our hearts today, we ask you to hear us, God. For all that we have and all that we share, we thank you, God. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
For Grayson Brown. For this cathedral, for our families, Father in heaven, help us to follow you, not because of the benefits that we may receive, but because we long to join in your purpose. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Please greet one another with the peace of the Lord. Please be seated. Grayson, thank you. It's great to hear a good preacher, isn't it? I told you he had charism. Now, his brother is here. Where are you, brother of Grayson? Are you here somewhere? Oh, there he is. Welcome. And welcome to your wife as well. We're so blessed that you all are here. And Novella, thank you for joining us and being our deacon this morning. And welcome to the families of the Cathedral School. Today is our Cathedral School Sunday. Welcome to all of you, and we're looking forward to hearing your children sing for us. I can't wait. All of you who are visiting or new, if you would raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. But you got to put your hand up. Keep it up. They'll bring you a present. You don't have to make a speech, I promise. But you have to hold your hand up high and keep it up. Otherwise, they won't know you're there. So keep the hands up until the present arrives. We're so glad you all are with us today. I want to thank everyone who has volunteered this week with the Family Promise Program. We have had homeless families living here at the church. If you have helped out in any way with this program, would you stand up, please, if you have volunteered or helped? God bless you. Thank you so much for helping with the program. We have a new young adult group that has been started by our intern, Ashley Petty. They meet every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, so if you are a young adult, join them in the small conference room near the lobby. They're having a good time together. Our new Sunday teams will have an organizational meeting in Cummings Chapel today at noon, led by Ryan Weedy. Or is it in Ingram Lounge? Which one? Cummings Chapel, okay. If you are interested in creating a warm and welcoming atmosphere here at the cathedral on Sunday, please join Ryan in Cummings Chapel following this service and find out more about how we can get you working towards welcoming. Remember that the choir is hosting a rummage sale on Saturday. Check the bulletin for delivery times for your new or gently used treasures that you can bring to the church. And if you're interested in helping plan the parish retreat this spring, join us next week at noon with your ideas. There's more details and information about the parish retreat in your bulletin as well. There is a blood drive today. We have the blood mobile here, so if you're physically able to give blood, please see the bulletin for details about that. We would be grateful. And next Sunday, we have the pleasure of welcoming the H. Alvin Green Chorale at this service, which is an amazing gospel choir. So please come on back next Sunday and enjoy them with us. And last but not least, tonight at 5 o'clock, there is an Altrea for those who have been to Curcio, the weekend retreat, or who are interested in perhaps going. There will be a service tonight at 5, followed by dinner. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Okay, you guys ready? And now we are going to hear from our Cathedral School children. Come on up, guys.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated. For all of you who are new or visiting from the cathedral school, all baptized Christians are welcome to receive the bread and the wine. If you are not a baptized Christian or not sure what you believe, come forward and cross your arms, and we'll give you a blessing. And that's a good thing, right? So we welcome you all to come forward. Please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.